This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and I'm your host. And my special guest today is Mr. Andrew Nason. And Andrew, we always have to travel to see each other. I mean, we're in Sofia, Bulgaria here at WordCamp Europe, you know. It's never like we just run into each other, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in Nashville or D.C. in a very long time.
Yep. Although, I will be in D.C. for PHP World,
so
which is coming up. So that's awesome. And yeah, I would like to plan another event while we're there, but let's take that offline. Anyhow, you are one of the core contributors of WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk a little bit about that, because WordPress is obviously 23% of the web these days.
Yeah, 23% of the top 10 million.
Yeah.
I'll put the asterisk next to it to make sure.
That's fine. But it is a major factor in PHP being able to claim that it runs approximately 50% of all websites out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having WordPress so popular does not hurt us at all. So, you know, we really appreciate, you know, all the WordPress community, even though sometimes it might not come across that way. But let's talk about you and how you got into it, because you've only been into WordPress 5-6 years?
About that, yeah.
Okay. How'd you get into doing WordPress and get into the core?
I was running WordPress in journalism, really. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, at the time, it was kind of fairly new for not a whole lot of newspapers were necessarily using WordPress, and it was just really starting to creep into college journalism and some professional newspapers as well. And I ended up just one day deciding, like, hey, I should probably be reading a lot more that's going on with WordPress Core, because I'm using it on a fairly daily basis. And at the time, I thought that I was going to, you know, probably just have a career in journalism, maybe doing, maybe potentially building stuff in a newsroom. And I ended up realizing, you know, I kind of enjoy the whole open source aspect. So I just randomly started contributing. And it was only a few months later where the core team actually had gotten together and decided that they were going to add more committers to the project. And it historically been fairly a fairly small group of people. It was only about 5 people with commit access at the time. And I was they added 2 people, including me. I had only been contributing for 3 months at the time. The other person had been on the project for about 4 years at that point.
Wow.
They took a chance. And it ended up obviously working out.
I was going to say, that gamble paid off for them. So.
And we've since expanded it to, I mean, we're up to 20-something committers now. We just added 5.
I was going to say, today. You just announced that you added 5 more.
Yeah.
So. Excellent.
Which is a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, I've been, I guess I started contributing in November 2009. So
wow.
Closing in on 5 years.
And now, you don't work at Automattic.
No.
You work for the foundation?
No, actually, the foundation doesn't have any employees. I work directly for WordPress founder Matt Mullewick.
Okay.
So he has a separate company. It's called Audrey Capital. Essentially,
oh, okay.
It's
I'm familiar with Audrey.
It's just all it is it's a holding company for 2 things. One is that all of his own angel investments go through that company, and
mm-hmm.
then 2, he ends up having a few people on his staff to essentially just work on WordPress full time.
Okay.
So there's 5 of us, and we do anything from WordPress Core, which is obviously my primary focus as one of the lead developers,
mm-hmm.
and then also there are a few people who work on WordPress.org, the website. Shabam McCune is writing a book on the history of WordPress, for example, things like that.
I can't wait for that, because I know some of the history, having been using it since 2005, I believe, but it's going to be very interesting. I can't wait for the book, because I want to fill in the gaps in my knowledge.
Yeah, and it's been really incredible for me, too, because, I mean, my own experience with WordPress really didn't start until, I want to say, like, January 2008.
Hmm.
And so I don't know a lot of that whole history either, and I've picked up a lot of it, but I don't... There's so much there, a lot of the earlier decisions, and I've read mailing list threads from 2005, for example, to help... inform me with stuff. But in Siobhan's case, she's gone through and found old forums that are no longer online from before WordPress even existed to try and like find, wow, like look through all of that. She's done like five or six dozen interviews. Her interview with me alone spanned 2 days. It was like 6 hours worth, wow, of total interviews. So and almost pretty much everything there is recorded, transcribed, and will all be out there as primary source material too. So it's a really interesting like open research study of an open source project.
That's very cool because I think people coming into a project new need to understand the history. I run into this a lot with PHP. I will start talking to somebody who is a relatively new programmer, even if they're a very good programmer, and I will mention Andy or Zev or Rasmus, and I'll get the blank stare. You know, yeah. They don't know the history. They don't know who these people are. And so, you know, I feel that knowing the history, or at least some of the history, is important. And so I really can't wait for her book.
Yeah, we have a document. I mean, so for example, in our contributing handbook, we have a page on some design decisions that have come up over the years of people keep reporting the same thing over and over again. It's like, no, this is deliberate. Here's why. Mm-hmm. The cool thing is that this book is like a even further extension of that. It studied all of the mistakes and pitfalls and good things and bad things that have happened over the years. So I've enjoyed kind of reading some of the drafts and things because I've been picking up on some stuff. And I think even some of the stuff that's happened that many years ago still affects us now because, I mean, in WordPress's case, we're backwards compatible from release to release.
Yes.
So for decisions that were made in 2005 or 2006 do still come into play now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say we're not, you know, rewriting things, and certainly there's a lot of code that we've excised from that long ago, but it's still like the reasoning that went into some of those decisions play up a lot now, for sure.
Well, that's excellent. You gave a talk here, and you talked a lot about modern WordPress, and I found it very interesting. In fact, I think I've heard a version of this talk before. We keep running into each other at different camps, and every camp you're in, I usually end up in your session. I'm the one in the back trolling you when you're asking questions. So, but I've been using WordPress since 1.5 and have watched its evolution, and I have to say, I love where it is today, and especially since the 3.0, I've seen it mature into an excellent product, a product that other products can learn from, if for nothing else, the user experience. Talk to us a little bit about this evolution, because you mentioned 3.0 as a specific milestone.
Yeah, there's definitely a number of milestones throughout the time. I mean, most PHP developers have developed their opinions of WordPress from around 2006 to 2009,
yes.
I would say. The vast majority of opinions are dated back to there. And one of the things I'll be talking about at PHP World, actually, is this idea of modern WordPress and how WordPress, over the last 5 years, from about 2010 on, has really changed the game in terms of what we've done. You're comparing two very different things. And it's convenient that going back 5 years, it is WordPress 3.0, which for us is no different of a major release than 2.9 and 3.1. We count weird, we know. But in this particular case, it's ended up being a kind of a nice, fun, round number for this. If you look at WordPress as a general platform for development, 3.0 is definitely a great milestone. But if you look at it as a product, you can probably go back to, I would say, 2.7. And if you pull up 2.7 right now, and mind you, this is, we're going back now, like 14 or 15 major releases. It was released at the end of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It was the product of about a year plus worth of user experience research in labs, building prototypes, figuring out exactly what was going, what we wanted to do. I wasn't around yet, so we is definitely not the right word to use, but it was this really incredible study of like how a modern CMS should work. It's certainly a modern blogging platform at that time. And so what really ended up happening there is that the design of 2.7, or rather the architectural feel in the back end, is pretty much the same as now in terms of the menu on the left, how that kind of all feels. And there's quite a lot of stuff there, whether you're dealing with like the different boxes of information in the dashboard and things like that, all kind of started there with 2.7. Of course, it looks a lot different now. It went through a few different variations in design. There was a while there when it felt a little more like an app, and now it's again, it feels like that, but it's certainly evolved in its design. We've always tried to keep that up. But it's really interesting that as a product, it's only been the last few years. I mean, WordPress itself was the fork of a project that was started in 2001. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at 13, 14 years worth of history of UI, of product, of the underlying API and things like that.
I have to say, in looking at 4.0, because I've been playing with it, I have always absolutely detested the WYSIWYG editor. The first thing I do whenever I install a new WordPress is go into my account and turn it off.
Sure.
When you announce the new, it won't scroll, the toolbar doesn't scroll, WYSIWYG editors on the web always suck, but okay, I'll go turn it on, I'll take a look at it. It is phenomenal.
It changes everything.
It really does. I now actually use the WYSIWYG editor, and since 2005, I have refused to use it. But it works the way it should work.
Yes.
And it's that attention to detail that I appreciate in WordPress that I wish there were other projects out there, and I'm not naming names because I'm not trying to spotlight anybody, but I wish other projects would put that kind of attention to detail into the little things.
We look at the big things, the little things, all across the board. We have a lot. There's a lot of OCD and a lot of attention to detail kind of bundled up in the people who are really directing a lot of the product. But that in particular, a podcast can't accurately describe what's going on. I gave a talk about some of the new stuff in 4.0, and I was like, I have to show you, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. This idea of people were saying, it's the sticky toolbar of, your formatting options at the top. Well, that's not really the whole thing, because the whole page scrolls as one cohesive unit, and yet the right sidebar sticks exactly where you'd want it. And now suddenly it's a lot easier to be able to access these different options. And it sounds silly, and in a way, I think one of the cool things about WordPress is that people have such a high expectation of it, is that a lot of the stuff that we add, they either say I thought WordPress already did that, or they say, well, this is how it should have always worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when we get to the point where this is how it should have always worked. That's not a bad position to be in, especially when you get it to eventually work that way. I love little pieces of attention to detail. There's some great stuff. For example, when you're inserting a hyperlink in your post and you can search for previous content,
mm-hmm.
little things like scrolling down that list of your search results, it just loads it in through an AJAX request, but it shows a little spinner if that AJAX request takes a while. But if that request comes back really fast, I believe it's on the threshold is 150 milliseconds, it will keep that spinner there for the full 150 milliseconds before showing you the rest of the results. And the reason is because what we realized is that when people were scrolling down and that request came back fast, especially local or on a really fast machine or something like that, they wouldn't realize that more things loaded. So we deliberately added the debouncing there to make sure that it was, we have to hit this threshold first. And it's those little tiny details that are present really everywhere you look in the dashboard.
That's
across every single screen. And that's some of the stuff that I really enjoy.
Well, and I mean, that's one of the reasons that the project is so popular, is because there is that attention to detail. We're going to wrap it up. I think that was the topics that we want to talk about. Although I could sit here and there's 1,000 questions, and I'm sure you've got other things that you'd like to say, but we need to keep these on a time limit. But I am going to end with the 2 questions I ask everybody, and you're probably not prepared for these, so you might have to think for a second. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
Sure. So I lived in downtown Washington, D.C. The local PHP user group is DC PHP.
Oh, yeah, they're good people.
Great people. I've spoken at the meetup a few times, been there plenty of times. They are, I believe it's dcphp.net. They had a whole big domain issue. Someone else owns the .com domain, I think. So
yep.
I have some recollection of all this. And they're also on meetup.com/dc-php, I believe. And also,
yep.
I help organize the WordPress DC meetup group. So that's really my meetup group. And that's meetup.com/WordPressDC. So there
Excellent.
You go.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. Thank you for everything that you're doing for both the WordPress and the PHP communities.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I love doing it. So, and we should do this again sometime.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.